Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Perry Smith. We're talking D-West girls basketball. The Lady Mustangs are 12-4 on the season, 8-2 in the TBL. Big game coming up against Hanover at home on Friday night. But let's chat about your last couple games, Coach. Went against Onega last night, but last Friday night, a really good road win, a long road trip to Clifton Clyde, and come away with a 39-30 win, a lower scoring game. We talked about the long trip, and Clyde's a pretty good team, but at the end of the night, I guess you had to be happy to get that one and take care of business on the road.
Definitely. We were definitely glad to get it because, the alternative's not good. So it was a good win for us, one that we had to gut out. We were not our best. I thought we defended pretty well, for the most part. But I thought offensively we were sluggish and missed some things that we normally don't miss. But give them a little credit to that as well. But a long road trip and to get out there and come away with a victory is always a great thing. And especially, it's not a bad thing for us to have to go into that and find a way to win, when we weren't our best. And that's something that speaks volumes as well. So hopefully that kind of got us going a little bit and get ready for this home stretch.
Yeah, I guess the good thing is, as far as travel, four games left, the next three at home, and then one road game at Troy, not too far. Last night, took care of business against Onega, a team that's down a little bit, but sounds like your team showed up and came to play.
I thought we were a little sluggish early, first few minutes of that game, but then kind of settled in and found a way to kind of get some things going and scored the ball. Early on, we missed a lot of easy shots that we need to be able to hit when it comes time to go on. But overall, I was pretty pleased. I thought we ran around, made some good plays defensively. I thought our young girls, who got a lot of time, got after it, played hard, and we see that maturation process coming through on them. And as a coach, that's always great to see, going forward. So it was a good win. And like I said, seen some good things.
What's something, Coach, as you look at kind of the home stretch here that you'd still really like to shore up? What's something that you feel like this team hasn't quite reached their peak level at yet and an area that you're really kind of focusing on here going forward?
Well, I think we've got to find a way to be more efficient offensively. I think we're missing a few too many shots here the last couple weeks, some easy shots that when you get in postseason play, you got to hit or you're staying home. So we got to get better at that. We got to find a way to finish some buckets, some easy buckets. And again, we normally have hit them last three or four years. We just got to slow ourselves down a little bit and find a way to finish some of those. But defensively, I've been really pleased with us the last 2 weeks. I think we're defending really well. I think we're kind of bought in on that end, which we usually do. And for the most part, we're settling in, and that's an exciting thing. And Friday night with Hanover, that's going to be two top 1A teams in the state, no question about it. It'll be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a great one. Best of luck in that home game as well as home against Wetmore next Tuesday. Coach, thanks for your time. We'll chat more then.
Sounds good. Thank you, Justin.
Perry Smith, head coach of the D-West girls. We'll talk Mustang Boys Hoops after this timeout.